everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Comic Source Podcast. I'm your host, Jace. This is your Marvel Chronology episode. We're continuing with the Thanos reading order. We are up to Silver Surfer number 40 from the events of Thanos' return from being killed in his sort of first storyline by Jim Starlin. These are the early 90s stories of Thanos that lead into the Infinity Gauntlet storyline, the event that obviously inspired the Avengers Infinity, I think it's called, and then Endgame, Thanos destroying half the universe and all of that. Jim Starlin, a classic run, cosmic Marvel, you know, on the Silver Surfer run with Ron Lim, which, like I said, then leads into the whole Infinity Gauntlet with the gems. And, you know, from that point on, Thanos has pretty much been a fixture in the Marvel universe. So, again, it's so strange if you go back and listen to previous episodes, me talking about Thanos being gone for over a decade in Marvel Comics after Starlin had, you know, supposedly killed him off. And then he returns, you know, death herself returns him. We saw that, talked about that a couple of episodes ago. So this issue, Silver Surfer 40, well, actually, real quick before I get into that, if you want to follow along, everybody, if you're not aware, we use the crushingcrisis.com reading order for Thanos. Crushing Crisis is a website that's curated by this huge comic fan who's American, but actually lives in New Zealand. We did an interview with him not too long ago. And he's just a great guy and really knowledgeable about comics and, you know, has his own YouTube channel with some friends where he talks about the X-Men. And I encourage you to go and check that out. And if you want a reading order, right, if you're looking to follow an event or a particular series or a particular character, really encourage you to go over to the Crushing Crisis website. It's a huge resource, and there's a lot of knowledge to be gained there. If you want to, as I said, follow a character, learn about a specific event, that sort of thing. So there's a link in the show notes if you want to go check it out. That's what we use to do this Thanos reading order, which is not a publishing order. You know, we haven't been talking about Thanos in terms of, hey, the first issue we reviewed was Iron Man 55, where he made his first appearance. No, the first issues that we covered were the Thanos Rising miniseries from Jason Aaron from way back when it was talking about Thanos as a child. So as I said, we're moving up through the time. This is what we use. If you want to know what's coming up next, you can go there and check it out. Or I could just tell you, following this a particular issue, Silver Surfer 40, we go into the Thanos Quest miniseries, which is a 2-issue prestige mini that talks about how he tracks down and obtains the Infinity Gems, which then directly leads into the Infinity Gauntlet series. So this is the last Silver Surfer issue for a little bit in the reading order, because while that Thanos Quest miniseries is going on, Surfer's doing, you know, other things. And Starlin still writes it. It's just it doesn't really tie in that much to the Thanos storyline. It could be argued that this issue really could be skipped, and you'll see what I'm talking about when we talk about it here in a second, how this one is not that important in terms of, a narrative of Thanos trying to succeed in his mission that has been given to him by death to snuff out the life of half of the living beings in the universe. So let's go ahead and dive into the issue. As I said, it's number 40. On the cover, we have a little mechanical robot saying, "Welcome to Dynamo City." And we see Thanos is being dragged towards us by these robots or these mechanical beings, whoever they might be. We did see last issue in 39 that Silver Surfer believes that he had destroyed Thanos, had killed him. But we found out from Thanos himself that it was all a ploy. Basically a way for Thanos to get the Silver Surfer off his back so he could go out in search of those Infinity Gems without worrying about any interference from the Silver Surfer. And really who this is, when Thanos went back and took his ship that he had used for many years, Sanctuary, up to Sanctuary 4, this particular version of Sanctuary, that ship he used, shaped like an H, flies through space, had been taken over by his granddaughter Nebula. And when Thanos went to reclaim it, he killed her first mate, and then genetically manipulated his body to make it look like Thanos. And then in the course of a battle with Silver Surfer in issue 39, the chair that Thanos uses to travel around in space exploded, and Silver Surfer believed that Thanos had died. So he's taken the remains to Titan, and that's where this issue starts off. He's apologizing to Mentor, saying he had no idea that the vehicle Thanos was using would prove to be so vulnerable. It was never his intention to kill Thanos. And Mentor saying, you know, I'm sure it couldn't have been helped. It's, you know, it's all for the best. His son was dark and troubled, and it's best that he's dead, because that's the only way to have cured him of his madness. And we see that Eros, Star Fox, Thanos' brother, is there, as is Drax the Destroyer, this new version of Drax that had been recently resurrected by Kronos to stop the recently resurrected Thanos. But this is a Drax who, he has some issues. You know, he had some brain damage done to him most recently before his death. And when he's come back, he hasn't come back all the way there. He seems stronger and larger than ever, but he's much less intelligent, and he no longer possesses that sixth sense of where Thanos is in the cosmos, which allowed him in his previous incarnation to track Thanos no matter where Thanos was. So he doesn't believe that Thanos is dead. He says, I don't believe this garbage. I'm linked with Thanos. We're connected as cosmic beings, and deep inside me, I can hear Thanos laughing. And Eros is saying, but this is Thanos' body. Like, we tested it, right? I mean, look, Silver Surfer saw him die. And Surfer and Mentor exchange a look, wondering if maybe Drax could be right. And Drax says, you know what? If you want to accept this lie, go ahead. The Destroyer doesn't. I'm going back out there to search for him. And he flies off. And so Silver Surfer says, hey, do you think he could be right? And Mentor, maybe it's wishful thinking. He says, you know, this isn't exactly the best version of Drax. He says, the Destroyer's current resurrection leaves a lot to be desired. He's not the Avenger of old. His mental capacity isn't what it once was. He no longer has the ability to track Thanos. He's a flawed recreation. So they take the Surfer at his word, saying, you know, they have to believe that Thanos is really dead. And Surfer says, I'm going to accept what my eyes saw and believe these are his remains, but I'll remain vigilant just in case. Surfer says, go ahead and bury him, and, you know, let's hope that he remains buried. Meanwhile, for me, the stars beckon, I must answer, and he flies off. So as he does, Mentor's kind of talking to himself and says, are you truly dead, my son? Are you finally rid of your insane ambitions? I pray that it is so. And it's easy to point out here that how could they possibly believe, with all the machinations that Thanos had done over the years, that he's really dead? He easily could have faked his death and that sort of thing. But you do have to remember that this, you know, even though he had done a lot of terrible things, in the pages of the comics, what we'd actually seen was just that one story in Captain Marvel that crossed over with the Avengers here or there, where Thanos got the Cosmic Cube. Then we had a few issues of Warlock that we covered that Thanos was in, where he was actually sort of on the side of Angels, helping Adam Warlock against the Magus, the evil version of Adam Warlock, although he was doing it for his own selfish reasons. And then obviously we had the two-part story in the annuals, Avengers Annual and Marvel 2-in-1 Annual, where Thanos was trying to snuff out a bunch of sons. So, you know, basically three stories of Thanos, not exactly a long history of him pulling strings, certainly enough to establish sort of a pattern and to have doubts that Thanos would really be dead. But it's not like it is now, you know, in the most recent Guardians of the Galaxy series, where Thanos is dead and you're like, well, no, he's not. There's no way you could possibly believe that. He hadn't come back from the dead, you know, over and over and over the way he has now in sort of current Marvel continuity. So back then in the 90s, it wasn't, you know, too out of character for these heroes and his father to believe that he was actually dead. He had in fact been dead for over a decade. So, you know, it was a much easier to buy, where, you know, us, obviously we know, the reader knows, we've already seen that Thanos is still alive. This is just a trick. And the Surfer doesn't know Thanos either. You know, he had just recently been introduced to him and become an enemy of him. So it's not that far-fetched to think that these guys might've bought this. So as Silver Surfer leaves Titan, he's thinking about whether or not Drax is right and Thanos is really alive. He can't do much but kind of roam the heavens and listen and watch and hope that he's correct and that Thanos is really dead. And if he thinks if he is alive, I will find him. He's not the kind of person that's going to stay hidden for long because he's got these evil intentions, and that's going to those are going to reveal themselves and thus reveal Thanos. And if that happens, Surfer thinks, if he lives, I will find him and deal with him, and I'll deal with him harshly. So as he's thinking all this, flying along, there's a little robot drone that shows up and asks, are you the Silver Surfer? And he says, you know, I am. Who or what might you be? And this drone introduced itself as a deputy process server from Dynamo City, wherever that is. And he's been sent to summon the Silver Surfer to a board of inquiry because Thanos, before he died, had become a citizen of Dynamo City. And Surfer's like, I don't care about that. Why should I care? And the drone says, well, it's the law. You're being summoned. Thanos was a citizen of the city. His death must be investigated. And again, Surfer's like, first of all, his death was accidental and it was well-deserved. He was going to kill half the universe. He was a villain. And the drone says, well, would you be willing to testify to that effect in a court of law? And Surfer's like, no, I have better things to do. And the drone says, well, might I remind you, this is a legal summons. I love it. The Silver Surfer's kind of getting annoyed. I'm not bound by your laws. I don't need to do what you tell me. And he starts to leave. And the drone says, well, it's true. We can't force you. But we thought maybe you'd want to listen to Thanos's last will and testament. It's very interesting. And that gets Silver Surfer's interest. You know, he's like, what evil manipulations might Thanos have left behind? You know, what could it be, a dangerous weapon, something like that? So he decides, yeah, you know what? I will accompany you, but know this, I'm not bound by Dynamo City's laws. You don't hold any control over me, and don't think that you can restrict me in any way. Such an act would prove hazardous. And the drone says, okay, duly noted. And he opens this interdimensional corridor to Dynamo City, and they fly through it. And when they come out the other side to Dynamo City, Silver Surfer's shocked, right? Because he's expecting Dynamo City to be a city on some planet somewhere. But what we actually find is Dynamo City is a world unto itself. It's this giant floating platform of this technologically advanced city that, according to the drone, is the highest technological power in the universe. And it's a paradise of science and commerce. And the drone goes on to say, yeah, I was kind of surprised when you declined my invitation to come to Dynamo City, because most people consider it the ultimate honor because it's such a, you know, great place. It's such a paradise, and they're very selective about who they allow in. So they go ahead and land in a landing bay, and the drone says, yeah, landing bay 7 should work. It should have enough room. And as Silver Surfer flies in, he crosses the threshold. He says, what are you talking about? Room for what? As he crosses that threshold, his surfboard disappears and he kind of tumbles to a stop. And the drone says, I probably should have mentioned that Dynamo City's an omni energy absorbing complex. All energy in Dynamo City is the sole commodity, and it backs all currency. And so all forms of energy, solar, chemical, electrical, ionized, cosmic, whatever, they're all collected and stored in the central battery at the heart of Dynamo City. And by legislation, all that power belongs to the government. In fact, private possession of any energy is a felony. So here we go. Thanos clearly pulled some strings, hoping he could get the Surfer to head to Dynamo City, because as long as he is in the city and walking, you know, in the city or you know, under its dome, all his cosmic powers are gone. And so he's pretty worried, you know, right off the bat. The robot says, yeah, you're lucky that the computer scanned you as we were approaching and took all your energy. Otherwise, if you were possessing it, you know, you would have been breaking the law. So Surfer's pretty upset about this. He's like, no, Dr. Doom once took my power. I swore I would never go through that again. I must be free. I've got to soar the heavens. And he turns around and tries to leave the same way he came. And there's a couple of robotic guards there, and they grab him and they say, this is not an exit. you're scheduled to appear before the court. Failure to attend is a felony. So it's clearly the city's got a lot of rules, a lot of laws, and they're almost fascist in a way. And they want Surfer to obey, basically. So Surfer kind of lashes out, even though he doesn't have the power cosmic. He's still strong. He breaks a couple of the robots. More appear and grab him and say, consider yourself under arrest. And they're able to subdue him. And they transport him to the court, where Surfer wakes up and thinks, God, this can't be happening to me again. I won't be chained to one place the way I was chained to Earth for the longest time. I must be free to soar the cosmos. And as he comes to, the judge in the court is saying, this is the inquiry into the death of Thanos. Please proceed with the testimony. And before a Surfer can even explain what happened, they use some sort of a mind beam to basically read the thoughts and the memories of Silver Surfer. And the judge says, okay, members of the jury, you've now seen the evidence. Go forth and render a verdict that is just and honest. And Surfer's thinking, what the hell have I gotten myself into? So while the jury's out deliberating, the drone's like, well, now that we have some time, do you want to view the will of Thanos? And he's like, okay, I might as well, as long as I'm here. So they play the video of Thanos, and he's talking about how he's left all his on-world possessions to Dynamo City, to whom he owes so much, and everything off-world is to be handled under a separate contract. And then he goes on to say he's going to use this opportunity to address Silver Surfer, his one-time adversary. And if Surfer's viewing this, it means that Thanos is dead, and Surfer himself is largely responsible, most likely. And he talks about how hard it was to become a citizen of Dynamo City, but that it was all worth it, because he's going to learn that the inhabitants of that satellite give the term bureaucracy a new and frightening meaning. And he goes on to say, I may be dead, Surfer, and you are in Dynamo City, and I am the more fortunate of the two of us. Thanos says, it's better to be dead than to be in Dynamo City. So he says, welcome to Dynamo City, Surfer. Know that you will never again regain the ability to roam the heavens. This is my legacy to you. Farewell, or as well as you can, in Dynamo City. And Surfer's thinking, no longer soar the stars. Like, what does he mean? And the bureaucratic drone's like, I assure you have no idea. And Surfer's thinking to himself, unfortunately, I do. What is it they call it back on Earth? Kangaroo Court. So I've been tricked here. They saw me kill Thanos. They're probably going to try to imprison me forever because I killed one of their citizens. And without my powers, I'm helpless against the injustice of it. So as he stands there, the jury returns, and they say, we're rendering our verdict. We find that the citizen Thanos was involved in a conspiracy to murder half the population of the Milky Way galaxy. And we find that his death happened while he was engaged in this criminal activity, and that Silver Surfer caused that death accidentally while defending the rest of the sentient beings in the galaxy from Thanos. So for this reason, we see we're recommending that no charges be filed against the Surfer. And Surfer's kind of surprised. And the judge says, court dismissed. And the Surfer's like, does this mean I'm free to go? They're like, yeah, the death was ruled an accident, so you're free to go. And Surfer's like, I guess Thanos misjudged, right? Not what he expected at all. Maybe he got maybe Thanos misjudged how corrupt the court system was. Maybe Surfer got lucky and got an unusually honest jury. But whatever the reason, he's glad to be leaving Dynamo City. And he thinks to himself, it's not like Thanos to be so reckless, but I better get out of here before something else goes wrong, right? So he heads back toward the launch bay, where he landed, and the process droid says, farewell, Surfer, see you later. And as the Surfer approaches the exit, the threshold to space, the robots tell him to stop, and asking him where he's going. And they said, well, the courts have found me innocent. I'm returning to the stars. And they say, okay, just need to pay the exit tax. And he's like, wait, what? Exit tax? How much is that? And they say, well, 50 credits. And when you can produce 50 credits, you can leave. Otherwise, you can't. And the Surfer's like, but I'm not a citizen here. I don't have any credits or any other currency. And the robot's like, well, we don't care. You got to pay the tax. That's just the way it is. And the surfer's like, "Robot, do you not hear the stars calling me?" And the robot's like, I hear nothing." And surfer's had it. You know, he's fed up. He says, "Okay, I guess I can't expect your mechanical ears to catch the spiritual call. And I'm not going to be imprisoned ever again. You know, I eventually escaped one unjust imprisonment, and my jailer's name was Galactus. And if Galactus couldn't hold me, then you certainly will not." And he attempts to leave, fights the robots, and they grab him. Again, he doesn't have the power of cosmic, so he's at a big disadvantage here. And as much as he yells and screams, I don't care, I will be free, I don't care about your laws, they tell him, if you don't stop, you'll be arrested. He continues to resist. They say, okay, we're going to destroy you. We'll use our disintegrators. And the process droid had stopped to kind of watch this commotion. And he tells the surfer, you know, "I'd recommend that you listen to their advice, because those disintegrators will disintegrate you. They will destroy you." And Thanos says, "Well, I will not be imprisoned." And he's trying to figure out what to do. And the droid says, "Why don't you just go earn some money and buy back your freedom?" And the surfer's like, "Earn? I mean, he's never had a job in his life." And the droid's like, "Yeah, well, go work for the credits you need." "Work? Or how do I find work?" And the droid says, I'm a deputy process server. I'm not an information booth. How would I know? Go figure it out for yourself." And surfer says, "Well, I guess I have to. I don't really have a choice." And he turns around and starts to walk away and thinks, trapped, powerless, and unemployed, what next? And apparently what's next in issue 41 is job hunting. But again, we're not going to necessarily cover those issues 41 through 43, 41, 42, 43, because they don't have anything to really do with Thanos other than how Surfer probably escapes Dynamo City. It's been so long since I've read them. But as I said, this one, it doesn't tie too much into what Thanos himself is doing. We're reminded that Thanos is not really dead, but that he has fooled the Surfer and Mentor and Star Fox, although not Drax the Destroyer, into thinking he's dead, and the Surfer is sort of busy. So maybe if the Surfer hadn't been trapped on Dynamo City, it's almost like an insurance policy for Thanos. Maybe if the Surfer hadn't been trapped on Dynamo City, he would have been out there hearing these rumblings of Thanos gathering the Infinity Stones or Infinity Gems, right? You know, he himself said at the beginning of this issue, you know, Thanos is not one to sit around. He's going to continue on his quest to destroy half the universe. And because of that, I'm going to hear, he's going to make himself known and seen, and I'm going to hear about it. Well, on top of Thanos tricking the Surfer into thinking he's dead, so he'd stop looking for him, now he's got him trapped, you know, far in a far corner of the galaxy, stuck on Dynamo City, where he's not going to hear if Thanos is around collecting the Infinity Gems. So, like I said, kind of an insurance policy for Thanos to remove the Surfer from being an active obstacle or an active deterrent to him trying to collect these gems. So, tangentially related, it does kind of explain, if you're wondering, if you read the Thanos Quest miniseries, well, where's the Surfer? Why isn't he hearing about this? Why isn't he coming to stop Thanos from collecting these gems? Well, here's your reason. Surfer is stuck in the bureaucracy, if you will, of Dynamo City. So I just realized I never gave the credits for this issue. So I did mention it was written by Jim Starlin, pencils by Ron Lim, inks by Tom Christopher, colors by Tom Vincent, and letters by Ken Bruzenac. Sorry, not another Tom. Yeah, two Toms, Tom Vincent colors, Tom Christopher inks, but Ken Bruzenac does the letters. So again, like I said, covering all these classic Silver Surfer issues, you put Starlin on cosmic stuff, Marvel cosmic stuff, and it flows. It's space opera. He has a great understanding of the pace and the flow and how to make this feel operatic and make it feel like it has this big grand scope. And paired up with the pencils of Ron Lim, it's just spectacular. Like this sort of style and art, like I just flip through these pages and it transports me back to when I first read these, because the art style is so distinctive and has a grandeur all of its own, especially when you see the Surfer flying through space with the star field backgrounds and the planets and whatnot. It's just a lot of fun. The facial expressions that Ron Lim gives the Surfer are also very iconic. The shape of his eyes, the way he uses his mouth to show emotion, you know, the shape of the mouth and whatnot, kind of the lens flares that he does, like all of it. It's really great work. It's classic, it's nostalgic, and it's a whole heck of a lot of fun. So again, hope you guys are all going to Crushing Crisis website to follow along with reading order along with us. Next episode, we will be covering Thanos Quest number one, followed by Thanos Quest number two in the following episode. So if you're curious in the comics how Thanos got a hold of the Infinity Gems, that's for sure the episodes you want to join us for. Quite different than the way he gathered them in the MCU, where I know a lot of fans of movies and whatnot, that's sort of their canonical version of how Thanos got the gems, and or the stones as they're called in that universe, and how they showed up throughout the different MCU movies, and then Thanos was eventually able to gather them. Very different here in this version, and a lot of fun. So yeah, be sure you join us for those couple of Thanos Quest episodes coming up. As always, we thank everybody for your support and for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
You can find the Comic Source Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, or whichever podcasting app you prefer. Please tell all your friends about us, subscribe, and rate us. The ratings really help with our visibility and our ability to reach new listeners, especially 5-star reviews on Apple. Also, be sure to visit us at lrmonline.com to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover all our other great pop culture content. If you want to email us, the email address is thecomicsourceblog@gmail.com, or you can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/thecomicsource. Do a search for The Comic Source on Facebook and Instagram to follow us on those social platforms. All three spots are great places to find out when we release new episodes, as well as follow all our convention coverage. So once again, we want to thank everyone for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.